This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Sunday, January 18th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more. Newsroom.wgxc.org. Matt Bathrick in the Columbia paper reports that the State Public Service Commission will, quote, re-examine, unquote, its plan to authorize new higher wattage power lines from upstate power producers to downstate customers as a way to relieve what the agency has described as congestion on the power grid. Communities along the proposed routes through portions of Greene and Columbia and northern Dutchess counties have challenged the plans and found one expert who has presented data suggesting there is no need for new power lines. Monday, January 19th is the deadline to submit new information to the PSC for that reexamination. The PSC plans will report back by June 10th and will host a technical conference about the need for more power lines. The agency will also allow interested parties to question the findings and offer additional comments. Governor Andrew Cuomo's Highway Energy Initiative called for the upgraded power lines to transmit 1,000 megawatts of power from western New York to the downstate area. The four developers will resubmit new proposals based on six criteria the PSC has announced: the amount of transfer capability, the cost to ratepayers, the electric system's impact, emissions reductions, and production cost impact, the extent of new rights of way necessary, the use of innovative technology to enhance capability or reduce physical footprint of the project, and the assessment of environmental compatibility, including visual impacts. According to the article, Claverick Town Board Councilwoman Katie Cashin said the new procedure means, quote, the clock has started, unquote, on beginning power line approval process again. PSC's website is www.dps.ny.gov, and the case number is 13E0488. You can see that full story in the Columbia paper. National Weather Service in Albany predicts an 80% chance of rain or freezing rain before noon on Sunday, then turning all rain with a high near 41. Sunday night, rain, then snow is likely, becoming all snow after 1 a.m. with a low around 30. Monday, a chance of snow showers mainly before 9 a.m., then mostly cloudy with a high near 35 and a low around 15. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 28. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.